From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, July the 1st, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County legislator James Van Slyke has announced he fully supports the plan to build the new county jail in Coxsackie, but he opposes the idea of moving the county's emergency center from Cairo to Coxsackie. The new Baltimore Democrat, who is on the county task force for the jail project, made the comments during a recent town board meeting. Van Slyke said there is a desire among the county officials to relocate the emergency response center and the sheriff's office. He said, and I quote, "I'm not voting for anything other than the building of a jail," end quote. At its June 17th meeting, the Greene County Legislature established a $150,000 capital fund for the project and voted to retain Ricky Greene Associates of New York City to conduct a needs assessment. The resolution specifically referenced the possibility of relocating several public safety departments to the Coxsackie site. Van Slyke told constituents no cost estimates are yet available for the project. The State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision has transferred 50-plus acres located on Route 9W in Coxsackie to the county for the purpose of constructing a new county jail. That is a story that you can read in the Daily Mail. Pat Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Dutchess County legislator and former Republican candidate for the New York State Assembly, Michael Kelsley, has been indicted by a St. Lawrence County grand jury on charges that he sexually abused two boys in August of 2014. The incident allegedly occurred during a Boy Scout camping trip near Cranberry Lake. Kelsley was indicted on one count of sexual abuse and one count of attempted sexual abuse, both felonies, as well as one count of forcible touching and two counts of endangering the welfare of a minor, all misdemeanors. He pleaded not guilty to the charges and was released on $1,000 bail, according to the St. Lawrence County District Attorney's Office. In 2014, Kelsey unsuccessfully challenged incumbent Assembly Member D.D. Barrett in the 106th Assembly District. Kelsey was first elected to the Dutchess County Legislature in 2009, and he has defied calls by fellow legislators and other elected officials to resign his seat since the sexual abuse accusations came to light. It is unclear if he will be seeking re-election in November, Doxey writes. That is a story that you can read in today's Daily Freeman. Tatiana Serasano is reporting in the Times Union that a new White House plan to extend overtime protection for workers could benefit up to 290,000 full-time salaried workers in New York and 5 million nationwide in the first year. President Barack Obama on Tuesday, June the 30th, announced the U.S. Department of Labor will propose a rule to update requirements for overtime pay eligibility. The proposed new regulation would extend overtime pay to full-time salaried workers earning less than $50,440 per year, or $970 per week. New York workers make up 6.2% of those affected by the new proposal. The White House effort reflects a nationwide push to raise workers' wages, which is backed by lawmakers in New York. That is a story that you can read in today's Times Union. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that the New York Public Interest Research Group, NYPREG, is reporting that 2015 legislative session in Albany was the busiest since 2008 in terms of bills passed. Both houses of the state legislature passed 718 bills during the six-month session, which ended at about 12:30 a.m. on Friday. The report says, and I quote, "Of the 14,302 bills that were introduced between January and last week, 1,065 passed the Assembly and 1,628 passed the Senate. 10 bills passed with messages of necessity from the governor, 7 fewer than 2014," end quote. You can see the full report at the WGXC Newsroom, newsroom.wgxc.org. And for our final story, the Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that traffic and revenue were up more than 5% in May on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge between Greene and Columbia counties, and also higher on the other four Hudson River bridges. The New York State Bridge Authority also reported that the Mid-Hudson Bridge linking the Ulster County town of Lloyd and the Dutchess County city of Poughkeepsie had 3% increases in both traffic and revenue above May 2014 levels. That is a story that you can read in today's Daily Freeman. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flash flood watch for East Central New York, including Greene, Columbia, Dutchess, Ulster, and Albany counties until noon today, July the 1st. Showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain are expected across the area all morning. Additional rainfall of 1 to 4 inches is expected, which would be enough to produce flash flooding. Isolated to scattered thunderstorms are expected ahead of a cold front through early Wednesday evening. Some of those storms may be strong with gusty winds and hail, and may produce torrential rainfalls as well. A few may produce damaging winds in excess of 58 miles an hour, especially during the afternoon as the front moves through. For today's weather, the National Weather Service is predicting showers and thunderstorms mainly after 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 79 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 70%. For Wednesday night, the chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. The chance of precipitation tonight is 30%. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Thursday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. On Friday, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. And on Saturday, Independence Day, scattered showers afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 59. The sunrise today was at 5:23 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. The length of the day, 15 hours and 12 minutes. 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the first day of July 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.